This is the Breaker.News podcast for the week of December 18th, 2022. I'm Bob Mackin, publisher of the Breaker.News and host of the Breaker.News podcast. Welcome to edition number 269, and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. The Breaker is your source for news, opinion, and analysis about British Columbia issues, institutions, and influencers. Later, I'll tell you how you can support The Breaker. On this edition, headlines from the Pacific Rim and the Pacific Northwest, the Naughty and Nice List, I award a virtual Nanaimo bar to a difference maker, and the big deal feature, Christmas Treats, the 12 Days of Christmas, BC style, and 'Twas the Night Before, a Vancouver podcast. Right, it's that time of year, time for my list of who's been naughty and who's been nice in 2022. Santa Claus will be interested in this because, of course, he's got to do the deliveries on Christmas Eve. So he wants to know who's been naughty and who's nice. First on the list, Justin Trudeau. It's very naughty at the top, of course. Evidence so far says the Emergencies Act was not needed to deal with those honking anti-vaccine truckers in Ottawa. He also wants to regulate the Canadian internet, sparking censorship fears, and is keeping too many secrets about Chinese Communist Party infiltration of the Liberal Party. Maybe we'll find out more in 2023. John Horgan and David Eby, well, they were the naughty NDPers. Two premiers who insist that citizens pay a $10 tax for public records under the FOI system. Doug McCallum, naughty and Newton. He's no longer mayor of Surrey, voted out by voters on October 15th in favor of Brenda Locke, but McCallum went out with a bang. He spent at least six figures of taxpayers' money on a quartet of downtown Vancouver lawyers led by Richard Peck. First, they got him court dates after the election, which of course he lost. Then he mounted a successful defense. He was found not guilty in court of public mischief. He was also naughty because he imposed the NDP's $10 FOI tax at the start of the year. Vancouver doesn't charge that tax, and let's hope Ken Sim resists the urge. Brenda Locke promised she'd get rid of it. Mark Sager, he was naughty too. He's the mayor of West Vancouver in a comeback. Why was he naughty? Well, for not telling voters about his latest problems with the BC Law Society. He's in trouble again, and he didn't tell the voters. Bonnie Henry. Dr. Bonnie Henry, Dr. Penny Ballum, the naughty doctors. Fall 2022 brought a triple-demic, COVID-19, RSV, and influenza. Yet Henry's not bringing back the mask mandate, and Ballum's not giving shots to kids where they spend their days, in schools. Meanwhile, at least six kids have died from the flu. Equally naughty, Minister of Health Adrian Dix. Yeah, he kept the portfolio after David Eby took over from John Horgan. There's not enough doctors, nurses, and paramedics in BC. Hospitals are overcrowded. Need we say more about Adrian Dix? The four host First Nations and Canadian Olympic Committee are gold medal naughty. They want to bring the Olympics back to Vancouver in 2030, and they're not taking the NDP government's no for an answer. They've gone to Ottawa with their hands out. They want at least $1 billion plus deficit insurance. Meanwhile, BC is facing so many socioeconomic and environmental challenges, and government debt is spiraling out of control. So that's the naughty list, but who's in the nice list? Well, top of the list, of course, doctors, nurses, paramedics, firefighters, and police. Thank you for your service in these trying times. I must say, Kennedy Stewart was nice to Taiwan. There were so many reasons to criticize his mayoralty, and the voters had their say on October 15th in Vancouver. But Kennedy Stewart was a rare Canadian politician speaking out in favor of Taiwan last summer when Nancy Pelosi got under Beijing's skin. Coyotes, black bears, raccoons, eagles, and whales, well, they may not be nice to humans face to face, but from a distance, hey, they're always a nice reminder of what makes life on the West Coast special and why we should protect the environment. Whistleblower Kira McCormick is a nice example to youths. Stand up for safe sport and integrity. Andy Yan and Mario Canseco, two nice guests on the Breaker.News podcast. They added a lot when they were on the podcast in 2022. Charlie Smith, Martin Dunphy, and the rest of the original Georgia Strait team? Well, you're nice and you deserve better after keeping the newspaper alive in trying times. Tip of the hat to Kirk LaPointe and Glacier Media for being a nice friend of the Breaker.News in 2022. Jason Beck at the BC Sports Hall of Fame is nice, keeping track of the history of the games that people play in BC. And of course, you for being so nice to give me your time. I hope you think this podcast is nice, and I hope you enjoyed it in 2022, and hope you'll be back in 2023. What do you think? Email me, bob@thebreaker.news. Who do you think was naughty in 2022? And who do you think was nice in 2022? Let me hear from you. This is the Big Deal feature on the Breaker.News podcast. Was the podcast before Christmas, with apologies to Clement Clark Moore. 'Twas the podcast before Christmas when all through Vancouver not a creature was stirring, not even a home improver. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were sneezing and coughing in their beds while visions of Tylenol danced in their heads. Their mama in her kerchief and her partner in a cap couldn't settle down for a long winter's nap. Out on the lawn, inflatable Santa, he's fatter. The neighbors jolted by the sound of a shatter. For the umpteenth time, it'll cost some cash. It's Vancouver 2022, another vandal who will dash. The police won't catch him, they're often too slow. And that's why voters said Kennedy Stewart must go. In came Ken Sim, whose win wasn't mere. His ABC party promised parks full of beer. More nurses, more cops, no road tax. The Stanley Park bike lane got the axe. It sparked outrage on the drive and at Hub, the controversial lobby and bike club. Across the bridge, the beaches, and English Bay, there's a well-known politician in Point Grey. The new premier, David Eby, so tall. He's into yoga. He loves basketball. So many photo ops on his 100 days of action. He claims talk of an election is just distraction. Will he really wait till 2024 or go snap like the premier of yore? Remember John Horgan, the warrior so jolly from Langford near Butchart, the Gardens of Holly. For 5.5 years, he was Eby's boss, a happy-go-lucky fan of Shamrock's lacrosse. Gift of the gab, he always had an answer, and even did battle with cancer. The Irish temper in the legislature he cursed. Egg on his face, he said sorry and reversed. What a mistake, that Royal Museum plan. Too expensive, who really wants it? The critics did pan. It was another sorry, an NDP flip, from the guy who brought BC on drip. The leadership race wasn't much of a show. Eby alone until out of the blue, Apodere, uh-oh. With Dogwood's help, Angelie raised money. Nobody was laughing, it wasn't funny. Membership sales, she excelled. Until vote buying, they yelled. The NDP board hummed and hawed. Words exchanged, allegations of fraud. A meeting in secret, they decided to DQ. Eby anointed the premier brand new. Meanwhile, in Quilchina via North Van, rubbing his hands, Kevin Falcon is no fan. On a comeback, rebranding's his plan. Goodbye, BC Liberals. Here comes United. Change of name, but who will get excited? BC politics, never a boring game. What's that sound, that voice? I heard someone exclaim. A baritone, neither near nor far. Across the strait, by the moon, past a star. A jolly old elf, a sleigh. It flies without pause. It can't be, but it is. It really is Santa Claus. I heard him shout as he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a raven in a cedar tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two bad bugs and a raven in a cedar tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three Mercedes-Benz, two bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four-letter words, three Mercedes-Benz, two bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five Olympic rings, four-letter words, three Mercedes-Benz, two bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six Canucks a-playing, five Olympic rings, four-letter words, three Mercedes-Benz, two bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven Sable Grothers gluing, six Canucks a-playing, five Olympic rings, four-letter words, three Mercedes-Benz, two bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight real estate agents bilking, seven Sable Grothers gluing, six Canucks a-playing, five Olympic rings, four-letter words, three Mercedes-Benz, two bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine bankers refinancing, eight real estate agents bilking, seven Sable Grothers gluing, six Canucks a-playing, five Olympic rings, four-letter words, three Mercedes-Benz, two bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 counselors voting, 9 bankers refinancing, 8 real estate agents bilking, 7 Sable Grothers gluing, 6 Canucks a-playing, 5 Olympic rings, 4-letter words, 3 Mercedes-Benz, 2 bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 influencers hyping, 10 counselors voting, 9 bankers refinancing, 8 real estate agents bilking, 7 Sable Grothers gluing, 6 Canucks a-playing, 5 Olympic rings, 4-letter words, 3 Mercedes-Benz, 2 bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 truckers honking, 11 influencers hyping, 10 counselors voting, 9 bankers refinancing, 8 real estate agents bilking, 7 Sable Grothers gluing, 6 Canucks playing, 5 Olympic rings, 4-letter words, 3 Mercedes-Benz, 2 bad bugs, and a raven in a cedar tree. Thank you.
News podcast for Around the Rim. We look at news headlines around the Pacific Rim.
In the Taiwan news, China's run on flu medicines prompts Taiwan to act. China's abrupt easing of COVID rules following public protests unleashed a run on medications used to treat fever and other cold symptoms. With China supplying 50% of Taiwan's active pharmaceutical ingredients, This has sparked concerns of an imminent shortfall should Beijing halt exports. Central Epidemic Command Center has a stockpile of 54 million acetaminophen to last almost 3 months and 910,000 ibuprofen tablets to last a month. Pharmacies in Taipei reported a spike in demand to ship medicine to China. Hoarding is also happening in Hong Kong, Macau, and Australia. In Kyoto news, Japan okays enemy base strike capability in major defense policy shift. In their first revision since 2013, Japan could launch a counterstrike under three conditions. If Japan is attacked or an attack on a friendly nation threatens Japan's survival, there are no appropriate means to repel an attack, and as long as any use of force is kept to a minimum. Meanwhile, an online forum between China and Japan to discuss cooperation on energy and the environment was postponed due to widespread COVID-19 infections in Beijing. In Hong Kong Free Press, Hong Kong school called police over teachers' farewell towels printed with slogan popular during protests. The term of encouragement, Hong Kong Add Oil, has come to be considered politically sensitive after it became a popular catchphrase during the 2019 protest and unrest. The former teacher, who asked to be called Gary, told Hong Kong Free Press that the towels were later confiscated by Hong Kong and Kowloon Kaifeng Women's Association, Sun Fong Chung College. The college refused to comment. That's Around the Rim on this edition of the Breaker.News podcast.
Now it's time on the Breaker.News podcast for Cascadia Calling. We look at news headlines around the Pacific Northwest.
In the Oregonian, orca researcher Ken Balcom dies at 82. Ken Balcom, a researcher who spent nearly 5 decades studying the Pacific Northwest's charismatic and endangered killer whales, and whose findings helped end their capture for display at marine parks in the 1970s, died Thursday following an illness. Balcom was surrounded by friends and family at a ranch on the Olympic Peninsula. He founded the Center for Whale Research, which bought the property 2 years ago to protect spawning grounds for Chinook salmon, which is prime food for orcas. Balcom began his life's work with orcas in 1976, and his research raised alarm that the whales were starving from a lack of salmon, which formed the basis for their listing in 2005 under the Endangered Species Act. In the Seattle Times, Seattle waterfront could get honorary name elevating tribal history. Under the proposal, Alaskan Way and Elliott Way between South Dearborn and Bell Streets would be given the honorary street name Zizil Lalich, recognizing the tribal fishing village that once stood there. In the Salish dialect, it means little crossing over place. Alaskan Way and Elliott Way will remain the legal street names and addresses will not change. In the Times Colonist, blockade down at new Cowichan Hospital site as talks continue. A company that belongs to the Cowichan Development Corp, owned by Cowichan Tribes, had set up the protest after a dispute over whether its workers were unionized at the $1.45 billion project. Cowichan Tribes and the Development Corporation have been meeting with Island Health, the Ministry of Health, contractor LS Don, and the Infrastructure Benefits Corporation. That's Cascadia Calling on this edition of the Breaker.News podcast. Every week we end the Breaker.News podcast on a tasty note by awarding the goodness of a virtual Nanaimo bar to people making a difference. A virtual version of the province's favorite dessert bar goes this week to all the supporters of the Breaker.News in 2022, especially Barb, Kevin, MC, Chris, David J., Brian, Chris, Lisa, John, Michael, Leslie, Ian, Monde, Laura, Elvio, Barbara, Richard, and Lee. Thank you to you all, and hope Santa's good to you. You can nominate someone for a virtual Nanaimo bar. Send me an email to bob@thebreaker.news. Spruce Hill Contracting, custom homes and renovations. Find more information at sprucehill.ca. That that's it for the Breaker.News podcast for the week of December 18th, 2022. I'm Bob Mackin. Thanks for joining me. Did you know that on the 18th of December in 1878, the Al Thani family became rulers of Qatar? In 2022, as last week's guest Jules Boykoff reminded us all, the Al Thani family spent $220 billion on the FIFA World Cup. Bribery and human rights abuses included. Now you know. Send me your feedback. Send me your story ideas to Bob at thebreaker.news. Bookmark thebreaker.news. You can also find us at thebreaker.ca. Sign up for the email newsletter and get updates to your inbox. For news as it happens, follow The Breaker News on Twitter and visit thebreaker.news on Facebook. You can support The Breaker for as little as $2 a month. For more information, go to patreon.com/thebreakernews. That's patreon.com/thebreakernews. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Until next week.